Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Yeah, I sound a bit like a bullfrog today, do I not? Yeah, there's some stuff running rampant through the area, you know. It's the kind of thing that affects your voice, apparently, as well as your head and things. And so I'm actually sort of sequestered away in the corner in a recovery unit. And so it's going to sound a little different, probably. I'll try to talk slower. But the good news is I can talk a little bit, not much. So we're pressing on to Psalms. And we're in the 9th Psalm. Beginning with the 11th verse, I just want to look at a few verses here today. It says this: Sing praises to the Lord, who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the peoples his deeds. Now we're going to see, excuse me, sorry about that. That was snuck up on me. We've already seen this type of phraseology. We'll see it even more. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing praises to him, that kind of thing. The idea being that we give thanks to the Lord, that we sing praise to the Lord, but that we tell the people about his deeds. We do this from the point of view of reminding. We remind the people, okay? But notice what he says. He says, the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion. The King James says, which dwelleth in Zion. This is the Lord that we worship. Well, why? Well, verse 12. For he, and that's speaking of the Lord, who avenges blood is mindful of them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. You know, too often when we cry out to the Lord, we feel as if we have not been heard. We feel as if we're being ignored, that we've been forgotten. This is not true. The one who avenges the blood is mindful of what's happening. And let me see. That avenges blood is in two verses. ESV Lexham. New American Standard says, he who requires blood remembers them. Then the King James, when he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembers them. He does not forget. His judgment is coming. Okay? So fret not and fear not. Then the psalmist cries out to the Lord again, verse 13, be gracious to me, O Lord. See my affliction from those who hate me. O you who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praises, that in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I may rejoice in your salvation. So we see even more so that he's wanting to rejoice. He's wanting to sing praises of the Most High God. What did he say here? Okay. He said, Lord, be gracious to me. Have mercy upon me because of those who are afflicting me, who hate me. Again, David's in a situation where he has many who are hating him, who are bringing things against him, affliction against him. And he says, I want to be able to recount your praises, and I want to do it in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I want to do it where everybody will hear, and I want to rejoice in your salvation. And now, last couple of verses for the day, because I think my voice is going. Verse 15. The nations have sunk in the pit that they made, in the net that they hid, their own foot has been caught. Verse 16, the Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Higyan Selah. So how does this portion of the psalm end right here? Well, it's got a Selah right there, so it's an instrumental ride, or it's a time of meditation and thinking about what has just been said. How is the Lord going to judge them? Well, the nations have sunk in the pit that they made. Okay? In the very net that they hid, they've been caught, well, their own foot has been caught. And the Lord has made himself known. He executed judgment. And the wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Yeah, we see that in Scripture, where the Lord will give the wicked enough rope to hang themselves, literally, figuratively and literally. The Lord will execute judgment. Sometimes he does it by just allowing the evil ones to be caught up in their own pit, to be caught up in their own net, to be snared by the work of their hands. So where does that leave us? Rejoicing. Yeah, rejoicing. Not being distracted by the wicked, okay? Not being so consumed and so care concerned over what the wicked are doing. No, the Lord himself will execute judgment. So fear not. Okay, I think that's all for the day. Thank y'all so much for your patience. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.